Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Phoenix Suns and the Boston Celtics. Phoenix comes in with a record of 27-26. Boston is 37-15 on the year. Over their last 10, Phoenix 6-4 lost their last game. Boston 7-3 over that span has won two straight. Here are the numbers. Phoenix averages 112.7 per game, gives up 111.8 for a positive differential of 0.9. Meanwhile, Boston scores 118.2 per game, gives up 112 for a positive differential of 6.2. Looking at the turnover numbers, very similar, 13.4 per game by the Suns, 13.5 by the Celtics. Boston shoots 47.4% from the field, Phoenix 46.3. Suns are 38.8% from long range, which is a great shooting percentage from distance, a point and change better than the 37.2 shot by the Celtics. Boston shoots 82.9% from the free throw line, which is about 3 points higher than the 79.4 shot by the Suns. Phoenix gets 36.9 points per game from its bench, Boston slightly less at 32.8 points per game from its bench. The Celtics did win the first meeting of these two clubs, 125-98. This is a home game for them, and they will be without Marcus Smart. Phoenix still without Devin Booker, Cameron Payne, and Landry Shamet. And the question is, do the Suns have the ability defensively to slow down this Boston attack? The Celtics are pretty good, but they've been recently, but the last couple of games, they've seemed to have righted the ship a little bit. I don't know that DeAndre Ayton is going to be a huge difference maker in this game, but he has the potential to be. That's something else to look for. But ultimately, I'm kind of grasping at straws here. I think the Celtics are just plain better, and I expect them to win. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Celtics and Suns. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer, and we're stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Phoenix Suns and the Boston Celtics. The lines are currently open, and it favors the Boston Celtics, sitting at 9.5 at the spread at home, with the over-under of 226.5. Now, looking at these two teams offensively, Boston stands out the most. They're second overall in points per game, averaging 118.2 points. Phoenix, on the other hand, is about average, 112.7 points per game. Now, on the other side, Phoenix gives up around 111.8 points per game, and Boston's really good on the defensive end. They give up 112 points per game. So these are two very good defensive teams, and this over-under is pretty low, but I would say trend towards the over. Right now, Phoenix, even without Devin Booker, has been 4-0 when it comes to taking the over in their last four games following an against the spread loss, which they're just coming off of. Now, speaking of the against the spread, they're also really good on the against the spread part. They've been 4-0 following an against the spread loss. So every time they lose it against the spread, they kind of win one. So it looks pretty good here. And I do like the spread on Phoenix side. I just feel like this is a little bit too high for Boston. I just feel like because they're the superior team, that's why they have it. But if you look at their record against the spread, Boston is 26-25-1. They have the same identical record for their over-under. Now, Phoenix, on the other hand, has been 28-25 against the spread and has a record of 26-27. So overall, Phoenix is really good against the spread. That's why I would lean towards Phoenix against the spread. And I like the over in this game just because how Phoenix has been trending of late. Now, if we want to say anything good on Boston's side, you can't go wrong with Jason Tatum. Right now, he's currently ranked fourth overall in the NBA in points. His last nine games, he's been averaging 32.3 points. And right now, the player props sit at 30.5. I would definitely lean and take the over in that and the points for Jason Tatum. Now, overall, like I said, I love the over in this one off his trending, and I like Phoenix overall in the spread, so I would definitely lean towards that one. That's our look at the Phoenix Suns and the Boston Celtics. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking the NBA.